Greetings, this is James Gillen with eSETI Talk Radio, eSETI Stargate, and As You Wish, and it's on so many networks, I don't even know where to start, but anyway, we're on Rumble, we're on VMO, we're on Tracy, we're on eSETI Stargate TV, YouTube sometimes, you never know. So far, that's some crazy stuff going on there, but we'll see how that goes, but we're trying to get things posted back up on YouTube as well. But a lot of crazy stuff going on. I want to, first of all, just thank everybody for the help this last week. And just unbelievable. You know, Kathy, Myra, Robert, Tracy, Gail, Jeff, Don, Tom, David, Jess, Casey, August, and a few others I might have missed. But we got 3 weeks of work done in just a couple of days. And we just kept going at it, you know, doing other projects. So major restoration here, a lot of trees, you know, fell, hit roofs, had to replace roofs, had to patch ceilings, a lot of plumbing. You know, I thought I had some people here that were taking care over the winter that gave them explicit instructions on how to shut down the water and drain it, which wasn't done. So we had to replace all those pipes. And it's been just crazy. Tracy got after that. I couldn't believe how fast he fixed everything. But anyway, it's all coming together. I think we're going to open up on the 25th, somewhere around there, May 25th, and good to go. But anyway, it's been usually a lot of this falls on my back and just a couple other people here, and but we had just an amazing crew come out and help out. So anyway, that really helped get things back on track again. And also, I want to thank anybody for any donations. We still could use some donations, but people helping donate for the new tractor and all the materials and supplies we've had to use, you know, to restore things back to normal again. We're going to be doing a little lighter season this year, just due to all the just craziness going on. And I think, you know, people keep saying, we really need this. We need eSETI and to help us keep going. And as kind of a guiding light and a recharge, you know, a place to come and recharge and heal. So we're going to continue to stay open, but it's going to get crazy. And I'll go into that later, more of that later. But speaking of crazy, I was going to go into the news. You know, Trump made an appearance on CNN and pretty much mopped the floor with an extremely biased, you know, headhunter, and called her a very nasty person, most appropriately, you know. And this was followed by Anderson Cooper and all the mainstream media guys accusing Trump of everything the Democrats are doing, you know, and including Anderson Cooper. Unbelievable. Imagine he's a Vanderbilt, basically, and he's part of the Red Shoe Club, extremely morally challenged. And I can go into that. That's a whole book in itself. And giving Trump a moral lecture. I mean, these guys that are feigning the high road and taking the high road, if you look in their background and who they are and what they've been involved in, what they've done, it's going to blow your mind. And this is all going to come out. It's and you can tell, you can see it in his face. There's a lot of fear in his face. He knows the fake news is coming to an end. And there'll be reprisals for the years of deception and social engineering. So you can see they're just coming unglued right now. And there's more to that story as well, because you can see they're just like they've got rabies or something, you know, freaking out because they're being called out on all the deception and everything. But also in the news, the Biden crime family is now fully exposed in their global influence peddling scheme, taking tens of millions from governments, some hostile to America. You know, the evidence is overwhelming. You know, wait till the Ukrainian kickbacks are uncovered. You know, that's going to be, you know, anybody ask why we're funding Nazis? I mean, Zelensky is wearing shirts with Nazi symbols on them, and the Azov battalion are Nazis. You know, it's replete throughout their army, and now they're forcing people to go to the front lines. You know, they're out of people, and a lot of generals are talking about what's really going on in there, and there's no way of winning that war. I don't care if NATO, whoever jumps in, the Russians got this. And you really need to, don't forget about what mainstream news is saying. Every time we send something over there, they take it or destroy it, one of the others. And so the, you know, they know what they're doing over there. And obviously we don't, you know, so, you know, we need to, you know, the Ukrainian government's the most corrupt government on the planet. There's child sex trafficking along with 40 plus bio labs and adrenochrome labs. And they all seem to be affiliated with the Biden name all over them. So, you know, it's because many in our present administration, you know, are morally and integrally challenged and corrupt bedfellows. That's why we're doing this. And this is a Biden war. Protect his and deep state assets. It's not a war on America. It has nothing to do with that. But it looks like, you know, bye-bye Bidens, you know, and because all the evidence is in, and now the DOJ and the FBI are in a pickle on how they're going to cover all this up. And they can't, which is going to show who they are. So that's going to be interesting. We're also being invaded at our borders by, you know, it's all orchestrated by the global elite and the deep state and with a willing Biden appointed participant. So the Democrats want to give them all, you know, the right to vote, cover all their housing, medical and living expenses, while veterans stand at the back of the line. And everyday Americans are at the back of the line, and it's all the immigrants first. So what's up with that? You know, but anyway, doesn't look like they're looking out for Americans. They're looking out for somebody else. So, you know, it looks like they're sending troops down to help process rather than defend our borders. And now they're getting new orders, repel the invaders. So that's going to be interesting to see how that works out. But they laid out all this wire and to stop you from getting through. And it's looking like some major activity is going to be done down there, especially on the Texas border. Anyway, the going into the kingship over there, the coronation started off with a penis mowed into the lawn with people chanting, "Not my king." Not a good start, you know. So, and they had the Grim Reaper walk across the entrance, you know. And I don't know whose idea that was. It's, must be a message concerning the future. But I've never seen a more unhappy family with members doing the shape-shifting eye thing. I mean, what's up with that? It's like, I've never seen such morbid faces and contortioned faces anywhere. And it's almost like they all have this sense of impending doom, like it's over. But and it probably is. So we'll see what's going on. The IRS is targeting conservatives, churches, anyone speaking out against the extreme bias and corruption in the government. Self included, you know, they're coming after us, but they're totally overstepping their authority. And there's a rumor taxes have always been voluntary. There is no law. And there is a law that says they're voluntary. So Congress needs to look into this and end the tyranny. You know, they need to put a lid on wrongful prosecutions, especially concerning Trump and the deep state. You know, Dems show they'll stop at nothing to maintain power, and that is undeniably interfering with an election. So they should be held accountable for that. I believe the word's treason, you know, but these deep state headhunting operations using all the agencies has to stop. There's no justice in democratic states, and military intervention is clearly the only option right now. Remember your oath, folks, you know, because you know, you're not serving a viable administration, you might say. They've done everything to destroy America. And you might want to read the Constitution about that. So anyway, and we're also getting flooded with UFOs around the world. Incredible footage, yet don't expect to see it on CNN or any of the other corporate media, which leads us into story time. So a lot of people ask me to do, you know, talk story or story time and talk about what's really happening. And you'll never understand what's happening on the Earth until you understand the history of Earth. So we're going to go through that really quickly. And we're talking about 300 million years of history, maybe even before that. So we have to first start out with ancient Lyra, which is in a whole nother dimension, a whole nother world. But you know, it's a more of a galactic story, so we have to start out there. Take a drink. It's going to be a long story. So anyway, going back to the basics, basically, the genetics of Earth, a lot of them started in ancient Lyra. And that's the root race. And then they went from the Lyrian system to the Orion, Hades, and Pleiades system. And then the peaceful Pleiadians came from there to Earth. And so in Lyra, they did a lot of conquering. There are some very large people, and they're like 24 feet tall. And they did a lot of conquering throughout the galaxy. And it wasn't so much a conquering. They would just come and assimilate other places. Their technology was far superior. They're a very advanced race, and they would come and just kind of assimilate, and people would be in awe of them. And so they set up colonies all throughout the galaxy. But there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that happening. We're talking millions and millions of years ago. So on the Earth, there was colonies here 300 million years ago. And now they're digging up all these cave systems. And these elaborate caves with glass walls, smooth walls, they go across the planet. They crisscross. They connect all the pyramids, all the major mountain ranges. They go underneath the ocean. They're everywhere. And so this, a lot of these tunnels, they're dating them back, 300 million years old. So this is a very old story. So we're going to go from there and talk about the ancient Lyrians that came here. And it's written into a lot of the hieroglyphs, and they talk about them and landing here, and the fowl and the fauna and everything that was happening here, and a large amount of birds, that they were using for food source, and it's very in depth, but anyway, that's all the Sumerian stuff, and that's all well documented. So we know there were visitors here, and before we go off track, a lot of people are. This is a really fine line because it's the most blasphemous story. And it is to the UFO community. It is to the spiritual community. It is to the religious community. And it is to governments and institutions around the world. Don't want you to know the story. Because in the end, it's a very empowering story. So basically, I did a whole talk about UFOs in the Bible a long time ago, back in the 80s, I think it was. And it was even on the History Channel, UFOs, then and now, or UFOs in the Bible, a long time ago. I don't even know when that was. But anyway, they're in the Bible. They're all replete throughout the Bible, all the Vedic scriptures, all the old texts, the sacred texts of every culture. They're in there if you look for them. Now, as far as the Bible, they talk about the sons of Arcturus. They talk about the sweet energies of the Pleiades. Those are the peaceful scientists that were ancient Lyrians that moved to the Pleiades, and their bodies adjusted to the planet. And so they became smaller. And same thing with the Earth. After a long period of time, your body adjusts to the planet. And so anyway, before we, do your research on that before you throw this out, you read about in Ezekiel, there's a shiny disc comes out of the firmament. It has bronze feet, calves. It has fire and brimstone coming out from underneath it. When it lands, it sounds like 1,000 rushing rivers. What else could that be other than a very large UFO landing, a mothership? And then the man steps out, the captain or whatever, he has a beard, and he goes, order six of his men with their shattering weapons. Just, totally destroy all the men, women, and children of Israel, just level the whole city. How can six men level a whole city? What kind of shattering weapons did they have? And so the people of the time mistakenly considered this being God, and that's the origin of the wrathful God. And that same story between the all-loving and the all-forgiving God and the wrathful God has gone through all the cultures, and there's a lot of very advanced beings who are coming here. Some were very loving and very supportive, and they want to see Earth rise to its highest potential. And there's some that were evolved tyrants, and they had extreme technology. And that's where the origin of that's why we have this dichotomy, this split between, what is God. And in truth, God is the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. It's a consciousness and energy that ties everything together, and everything exists within that unified field. And so whenever you have a name or an image, be it a bearded God or Gaia or whatever, you know, these are all aspects of that. But it's not the original God with the big G. So they called them the gods, and in the ancient times, and they weren't all that is. They were an aspect of all that is. So let's clear that up right away. So anyway, these beings were coming back and forth, and some of the ancient history we hear about Anu and his family, and Enki and Enlil. And Enki was a geneticist, and they found a knuckle dragger here evolving naturally on the earth. And it was mostly the Denisovian man was what they used. And it was in Australia. That's where the first landings were, and they were mining gold, and they needed help with the gold mining. And so they did a lot of upgrading and genetic tinkering. And so anyway, Enki wanted his creations, the genetic upload that they gave them, he wanted it to reach its highest potential. And he was really on the side of humanity and really wanted to see us. And then Enlil said, no, let's end this experiment. You know, we need to destroy, you know, flip. We need to do, you know, use everything possible to put an end to this experiment. And he did not like humans at all. He was a defeated general. And had a lot of issues. And a lot of people have reversed these roles, but that's not really what happened. And, you know, whatever, everybody can tell a story. I'm telling you a story right now, and you can go within heart and see whether this feels right. I have full memory of past lives involved in this. So almost all of my past lives have been revealed to me and very clearly. And so I'm talking about firsthand experience, not a story, somebody else's story. But anyway, so we had that going on, and that was in Australia. And then from there, it went to Africa. And so the breastplates of the pharaohs who were hybrids, a lot of them were either ancient Lyrians of that lineage, or they're male. They were demigods. And a lot of the pharaohs were demigods. They're half human, half Lyrian, ancient Lyrians. And then so when they started those colonies, other beings came from other systems and joined in. So that's why we have this big genetic diversity down here. It's unbelievable. But we are a gathering of star nations that have had to start over as primitives due to pole shifts and catastrophes and great wars. And now we're all starting over. But we've forgotten all that, because actually that's been socially engineered out of us. So we don't remember our past. But anyway, the Earth has been a series of colonies. The second colonization was the Palladians that came, and they developed Atlantis and Lemuria. And so they rose to a great height, and the Atlanteans worshiped technology, and they really wanted to use that technology to control others and, you know, for total supremacy. And the Lemurians were more, hey, we want to work under, you know, universal law. We worship the unseen God in everyone and everything. And let's help those less fortunate to reach their highest potential and stop with the control. And this is going against universal law, the domination and control program. And we're seeing that played out today. There's one group that wants to everybody to be free and reach their highest potential and to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life. And there's another group that just wants to dominate, control everyone and everything. And actually, they want 90% of us gone. And that's being played out right now as we speak, you know. So anyway, it's really important to realize that these are our ancient roots. And there's a lot more to these stories. I mean, there was volcanoes going off and islands being destroyed and people building up again and then great floods. And Tartaria was one of those, the floods, you know, the mud flows that took care of that. And, you know, these are all, a lot of them were earth changes, and some of them were actually inflicted by other warring factions out there in the galaxy. And this war we're in right now is not just on Earth that we're seeing. It includes other dimensions and other systems. And so we're in a multidimensional temporal wars, time wars, and things like that that's going on. It's beyond people's imagination. So a lot of this, I don't expect you to go into it, because, you know, a lot of this we leave up to the higher dimensional guys to take care of that part of it. And they are. There's a major movement in that direction. So So when you're going through the ancient history, this is all backed up. We've got the bones. We have the bones of the giants. We, you know, we have all that stuff. We've had it forever. They've been dumping them in the oceans, trying to cover it up. And these bones of giants have been found throughout, you know, history. And, you know, even Bigfoot bones, they found huge Bigfoot bones. And Bigfoot is part of the human experience, and they evolved in nature. And so as we went into technology and trying to conquer our environment, control our environment, they evolved in the environment and with the environment. So extremely sensitive, very tapped in beings. And, you know, the thing about Bigfoot is you get what you bring. You know, if you come at Bigfoot, you know, with your ego and just trying to, you know, make a name for yourself and sell the footage, and, you know, if you come with aggression, you know, you're going to have an experience, and it's not going to be a pretty one. And if you go out there and meditate and make your peace and bring offerings and play a flute or something, you know, they're really curious. They'll come check it out. But otherwise, you're probably never going to see them. And they have a saying, if Bigfoot wants to see you, it's up to him or her. You know, it's not up to you. They decide. And they're so adept in the forest that if you see one, it's because they wanted you to see it, basically. Or they just got a little lazy somewhere along the line. Somebody got lucky, but they know you're coming a mile away. They're very adept in the forest. So anyway, that being said, and so what happened is way back in the time of Thoth and things like that, they saw the earth was the collective consciousness was collapsing, and a lot of them left. A lot of them packed up and left. And there's wars between, there's two factions, Enki and Enlil, and they were warring against each other. And finally, Enlil actually aligned with the reptilians for total supremacy of the earth, which brings in the reptilians and the tall grays and everything else. And he actually warred on his own people. And so there's some karma there involved. And luckily, the benevolent Lyrans, they moved on and they ascended to higher levels. And now they're returning because they have some cleanup to do here because of the past. And so the benevolent ones are returning. And the ones that were left over here that have been wreaking havoc on this planet. So you've got the fallen Anunnaki. You've got some serpent beings, some greys and reptilians, the reptilian royals. Some demonic type energies. There's a lot of lower level four dimensional stuff happening right now that's being energized and cleaned up. And the veils between worlds between that is thinner now. And so we're experiencing that. We're seeing shadow beings, and we're being attacked a lot of times. The light beings, light workers are being really attacked right now. And we're getting it on every level. And some of the Atlantean throwbacks are using technology and psychotronics and things like that to totally control and dominate. That's all the spyware and everything that's going on. And then you've got the other people that are rising up saying, hey, you know, we want to operate under universal law, you know, which is basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. It's not, there's no divisions in universal law, and that's where we're going. So anyway, all these beings are coming back right now. And there's flows of energy coming in, intense flows of energy, and we're experiencing that right now. And so if you're a narcissistic tyrant, if you're aligned with tyranny and any of these weaponized agencies, if you're aligned with a political party or anywhere, it doesn't matter, that is very controlled by the global leader, the CCP, which is this country and other countries as well. Those countries are going to fall. They're going to just collapse in on themselves. And so the leadership will anyway. And this includes church institutions as well. There's a lot of shenanigans going on there, religious institutions that people don't know about. But so that's all bending in on itself. It's folding on itself. So what's happening now is there is this exponentially increasing energy that's coming in. The suns are involved in it. Solar flares are off the scale. The Schumann resonance, I've been talking about that for since the early 90s, about the solar flares, the Schumann resonance, and how it's all going to increase. And it's going to be, that creates an increase in social changes, economic changes, and physical earth changes, which includes an increase in volcanic activity and earthquake activity. So that's all happening right now. And there are some big waves of energy coming in right now. And in meditation, I was told that the Pleiadians have more genetic stock here than anybody. And they've had meetings in the consortiums, which are all the councils. And they've decided that Pleiadians, because they have the most genetic stock here and they are fully aligned with the universal law, they're more of a matriarchal society, that they are kind of have the scepter for the planet right now. And you can see their ships everywhere. Just go out at night and look up in the sky. You're going to see things flying everywhere. And so they're helping us get back on track. So we're going through a huge reset, you know, whatever you want to call it, the Great Awakening or whatever. It's a multidimensional awakening. You know, you've got the ground crew and the white hats and the military that honor their oaths involved in that. And then you have the ascended masters, and then you have the spiritually and technologically advanced off-world people and ancient ancestors returning as well. And so we've been, ever since that pact with the reptilians that Marduk made and Enlil was that group, we've been under draconian law. And there's been nothing but slavery here on the planet. It's a mess. And it doesn't matter what color you are, what culture you are. All this stuff has an origin. And I can't express this enough. The reason there's so much inhumanity on Earth right now is because there's so much non-human interference, and that's being removed. So most of that's been removed, and now we're dealing with the puppets, the Dark Lord's puppets that are left. And they're dropping like flies, and they're being shuttled off to certain places that where their military law is taking care of it. And military law is very quick. It's very concise. And they have all the evidence, and they just drop it on the table and boom, and then sayonara, basically. And so a lot of that's being done. You know, the deep underground bases, the tunnel systems, all that stuff involved in actions that I can't even... People aren't even ready to hear this, but I mean, it goes from child sacrifice to sex trafficking and child and human sex trafficking, men and women, little boys, doesn't matter. Draining comb harvesting. It's so ugly what's going on down there. It would make you gag if you really knew what was happening and who was behind this and how much of your leadership is involved in it. And now with those supplies cut off, you look at them, they're rapidly aging. I mean, they look like something out of a Star Wars movie. A lot of the leadership is just, they're just decomposing before your eyes. They're aging rapidly, and because a lot of this is being cut off. And again, a lot of these labs are coming out of Ukraine and being shut down. And guess who paid for them, folks? You did. And so I think anybody with any moral integrity or any high ground would just say, you know, I'm done with this. You know, we're not going to continue with these fake wars and all this other nonsense. And it's time for a major house cleaning. But, you know, we're going through that phase. And going back to what I was saying earlier, the energy coming in carries with it universal law. So if you look at the Earth as a multidimensional sphere, and what's happened is there's levels to that sphere, and you have your physical reality and you have your personality, your social consciousness, and then you have influences by lower 4D, which is your astral body and things like that. And then above that, you have all these other influences that are coming in from the higher dimensions. We're talking about, you know, spiritually and technologically advanced beings, the ascended masters of all cultures, everything. And they're all coming in right now. And the source itself is behind it coming in. And it's operating through the suns and through frequency and through incoming energies. Nobody knows where they're coming from. They're always surprised. you know, an unseen energy wave just hit the earth. We don't know where it came from or why it's here, but it's here. And at one time we'd get hit with about 50 of those, and now we're getting hit with 1,000 of them, you know. So it's a day now. It used to be like a week, and now it's just, it's crazy. But anyway, I want to get into consciousness now. Your consciousness, we're multidimensional beings and we exist on a vibrational continuum. And if you listen to CNN and the mainstream news and all the social engineering, that's your reality. That's the reality you're creating. And that's your personality self. And the reason we have so many personal problems right now is we think we're a personality. We think we're a person. We're not. We're a multidimensional being. Your God self and your higher selves within you, all the way back to source, are laughing at all this, going, oh God. And they're going, oh God, here we go again, you know. So anyway, what's going on right now is that energy, the other higher dimensions are pressing in on the earth. And the inner earth is the highly evolved beings on the inner earth are pressing out. And humanity on the surface is in the middle. And so the whole earth is expanding and she's evolving and she's going to the next level. The other energies are pressing in and bringing with them universal law. So at these times, if you're going to try to live in denial and hold on to your wounds and traumas and all the divisions and againstness perpetuated by the present administration and the tyrants, you're not going to fare well. And those narcissistic tyrants that want to control and dominate and own the world are not going to do very well unless they're totally in alignment. There's some people that are coming into alignment now with the awakening healing process. They understand what's coming in. They know they have to get on the right side as this comes in, and whole countries are moving in that direction. So, I mean, all these countries are stepping away from the feds, and they're stepping away, which aren't, you know, Federal Reserve System isn't federal. It's a bunch of international banks. It has nothing to do with Earth. I mean, with America, it's the central bankers. And so you need to realize this, none of these agencies, you know, are connected. They're not really here for us. They're here for the global elite. They're here for the central banking system. And these guys are all tied into the tyranny that I talked about earlier. They're tied into the fallen Anunnaki. They're tied into reptilian influences. They're tied into satanic Luciferian energies. It's all tied together. Demonic energies. They're all working. The dark side is all doing its thing, and there's different aspects of it. And they do not like humanity, period. And those who think they're going to get bennies for serving these guys, you're expendable. And you're, in the long run, you're going to be held accountable. So there's no, you can't run from your karma, basically. End of story. If you've led a life where you've, capitalized at the expense of humanity and the earth, and you haven't been in service, and you're abusing your power to control and dominate others, that same is going to come back to you. And it's going to be amplified and accelerated. So have fun with that. These new energies coming in are creating a massive implosion of the old social consciousness, of the old governing bodies. They're imploding right now. And so there's no way of stopping this. There's no way of getting around it. You know, people go, you know, shoot the messenger. That won't make any difference. It's still going to happen. Yeah, this is so big. It's like the source itself, the creator within all creation, on all dimensions, on all levels is pressing in. There's nowhere to hide, nowhere to go. You can't run off to Mars. You can't run off to another planet. You can't go out in space and hang out. There's nowhere to go. You're not going to get away from this. So the only way to go is within and make your own personal connection with creator, you know, God, creator, great spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And forgive yourself and forgive others and make your own personal connection. And because if you can't align with these energies, it's going to take you out. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is. It's not, there's no judgment in that. It's like we're given an opportunity. The earth has chosen to ascend to the next level. And we have to align with that and raise our frequencies or we're not going to make it. Now, these other energies, people that hold on to a lot of jealousy and anger and judgment and fear and want to control and dominate and whose lust for power and wealth is insatiable, that whole energy right now is collapsing in. And it's coming up. You know, a lot of us were victimized by it. A lot of us were part of it in the past. We have to release that. It doesn't matter. You know, there's the revenge is not where it's at. You know, you really want to get even with somebody, forgive them, because the energy leaves your field and goes back in their world. And then they have to deal with it, you know, and the karma around that is going to come to them. So the universe will take care of that. But there's so much power in forgiveness and releasing the past and moving forward. It's just not worth holding on to, because all grudges, whether personal or social or cultural or whatever, are just take that culture down. You know, they take the people down. Whoever's holding those grudges take you down. A lot of victims don't want to hear this, but it's true. It's like if you feel yourself a victim and you haven't healed the times you've been victimized in the past, you're just going to keep doing it over and over. You're going to magnetize people and events to you according to your victim consciousness. And now social media is trying to make everybody a victim. And present administration is doing that too. You know, you're like in California, they're trying to give reparations, you know, for, you know, I didn't own any slaves. Matter of fact, in one lifetime, I was a slave. I have full memory of it. It wasn't that bad of a lifetime. You know, everything was taken care of. All I had to do was move water around and make sure the corn grew and the crops and stuff. And I was out in nature all the time. I was barefoot and standing in water half the time. And, you know, from that point of view, it was a lot better life than living in the city, you know. but anyway, you know, it's just I was very respectful and I had a simple life, but yeah, it worked for me. And so, but you know, I'm not saying that should be, you know, nobody should be a slave. I'm not touting that somebody's going to turn this around, but anyway, you know, why would I have to pay reparations just because I incarnated this time as a white, you know, well, half white Cherokee, Scotch Irish Cherokee background? You know, it's just like, do I get half reparations because I have a Cherokee background? I'm wondering how this works. But anyway, we have to transcend all cultural, all religious programs and get into the soul. And on a soul level, we're all one. We're all from the same source. And that's what all the masters taught. You know, Jesus taught that. People, he said the temple is within. And he taught people to make their own personal connection with source. There were no go-betweens. You know, people go, was Jesus a Christian? And I go, well, that religion didn't exist before him, so he's more of an Essene. You know, was Buddhist a Buddhist? No, wasn't a Buddhist, you know, because they created that religion around him. And so a lot of these religions were created afterwards, and a lot of them do not bear witness to the original person that they're talking about. So when you go back to them, they all talk about going within, the temple is within, the universe is within. Make your own personal God connection and be kind and loving. Basically, that's the ultimate story, that thread that connects all of them. And then humans got a hold of it. And another most blasphemous thing, you know. But anyway, we've totally do not understand our ancient history. We don't understand the nature of God. And we don't understand who we are. And that's why we're in the trouble we're in right now, because we're giving our power away to others that are telling us who we are and our true nature. And it's all wrong. You know, the whole history is wrong. So, you know, back in the day, I mean, that there was a lot of genetic tinkering. We came from the source, basically. And we have the genes of the gods, you know, within us, the little g gods. And we have the genes of very advanced civilizations that came here and colonized the earth. And a lot of them had to start over as primitives and due to cataclysms and wars and things like that. So we have this incredible diverse genetics and DNA is always communicating is on the etheric level. It's always communicating with each other. On a soul level, we're always communicating with each other. We're one big happy family on a soul level. But here in our physical body and our personality self and through social consciousness and social engineering, we're doing the division game. And that's coming to an end, you know, because you can't take from another what's not yours or keep it as well. That's, you know, what if you're capitalizing at the expense of humanity and the earth, you're going to lose all of that. It's just universal law. And it's just a matter of time. You know, they talk about, you know, karma is a little slow to act, but thorough. You know, nature is very thorough when she finally does act. And you're going to see a lot of that in the future, because what we're saying right now is that there's certain places that without some major intervention are scheduled for a massive cleanup. And a lot of them are along the oceans. A lot of them are falling into decadence. The crime levels are just off the scale there. The drugs, the alcohol, the satanic worship, and all that. It's just all creating a big black hole. And that's going to suck the oceans right into it, you know. So what happens with the earth, she's a living being. And if there's an area that's like a cancer, that's very low frequency, low vibration, she's going to do something to re-energize that place and clean it up. And that's the way it works. She's sentient and she's going to the next level. And we need to rise to the occasion or we're not going to make it. And what is natural is we need to go back to what is natural. And so, and a lot of people go, oh, that's judgment. I said, no, it's like dis-ease comes from going against the natural order or natural law, whatever you, and there's a dis-ease, there's confusion. There's an energy imbalance and that creates the dis-ease. That's where it comes from. So a lot of these people are going to have some experiences around that. If your heart's constricted through these times, you're more than likely eventually going to have a stroke or a heart attack. If you're in the left brain, you're not in the heart all the time, you're just mental, you're probably going to have a tumor. You know, if you want to control and dominate everybody and you're so fearful and so narcissistic and a tyrant, you're going to get like Parkinson's disease or something like that. That's where that comes from. All these diseases have their counterparts. And then you have the fake diseases or the perpetuated diseases that are coming through the global elites plan to depopulate the world. So there's more of the story than just that. But anyway, if you really think that, you know, you're in the 10% that are going to hang out and make it through all this stuff because you've towed the mark and you're a good person, good luck with that, because they want 90% of you gone. And so that's just the way it is. They're open with it. This whole global warming, Green New Deal stuff, if you look at it, it's all, what it means is that we're going to create a new earth, but you're not going to be here. And if you are here, you're going to be a chip slave and you're going to lose everything. You're going to have no land. You can't grow your own food. You're going to be eaten out of a cereal box, basically. And whatever's in that cereal box, which is probably something the animals won't even eat. I tell you what, here's a good little story. If you take five apples, three are organic, two are not, and you put them out for Bigfoot, guess what happens? They take the three and they leave the two behind. If you take a GMO corn and you take organic corn and put out two ears of corn, the squirrels will come and just wipe out the organic one. They'll just go after it. And then the one that's not organic might just have a few kernels taken out of it. And so a lot of people who are sensitive know you can feel the frequency of the food. You can feel what's in there, whether it's in your highest and best good. And they'll just automatically walk away. Some will smell the stuff in it, you know, and go, oh, this doesn't. Or they eat one and it doesn't feel good to them, one kernel, and then they just leave it and go to the other one. So we're really going to have to find places, you know, like your farmers stands and farmers markets and things like that, where we can get unprocessed food, natural food, and as close to nature as we can to get through these times. And also, we're going to have to clean ourselves up, do a lot of heavy metal cleansing, get the toxins out of your system. There's a lot of protocols for that. A lot of these alternative doctor sites have them on there that are resisting the a lot of that information is there, but find a good metal detox right now. And, this gets you off the air, but, I do ivermectin on regular schedule. I do a protocol, I do zinc and C and D3 and all that, as well as some other herbs and things that we mix. Hyssop is another one, or hyssop. I think it's hyssop. It's really good. It's funny because I was talking to some herbalists about that, and they were getting this weird guidance about hyssop, how good it is for you. And I was meditating. Mary told me, she goes, get hyssop. You need to get that in your system. And then I find out how healing this is. And so your own inner guidance will guide you as to what to do and what to take. And there are a lot of people on the right side of the fence that are helping people detox and find a source of water, a very clean water. What I drink, Langenberg water, it's oxygen water. It's pretty much all I drink. You can't see here, put it in front of my head. It's super oxygenated water. Oxygen is the highest systemic antibiotic you can get in your system. People go, why do you drink that water? And I say, because I know what's in it. And, we need to, there's technologies out there now. I think it was 1974. Yeah. 1974, we had a car that ran on water. And I think it got 1,000 miles to a tank or whatever. I don't know how much water they put in it. We had a car that ran on water in 1974. Now you go back to the days of Tatari and things like that. They were using all the Tesla technology, and they had free energy and anti-gravity, and they had everything. But I would imagine it was probably some kind of a pole shift or some kind of a great flood happened, and the mud flows took them out. But I got to do some more research on that. I know Ben and Rob did one on that, Edge of Wonder. And I didn't get a chance to see it, but they used to do a really good job. But I'd look up that, thing on Tatari, what it was about. But, we've had, this is going to shock people, the ancient Vedic scriptures, I don't know how old those things are, but, they're talking about UFOs and the technology and what the ships ran on and everything back then, given very replete descriptions of these things all throughout it. And, some of the ships had incredible firepower. They shot beams and rockets that sought things out by sound, and some rockets sought things out by heat. And we have that. We have sound and heat seeking missiles right now. We have more than that. People knew what we have, they'd freak out. But we have the med beds, we have counter-gravity, we have anti-gravity, we have replicators, we have all of that right now on the planet. It's just been held back. And that's all going to be coming out here very shortly. So I wanted to go into what I see happening in the future is basically with this energy coming in, this higher consciousness energy coming in, and it's exponential, and there's huge waves of it coming in. Each time a wave comes through, it's going to take out a lot of tyrants. And there's a lot of CEOs jumping from buildings right now that were involved in some very heinous stuff, and they know the time is coming. They know the karma is right around the corner, and they can't deal with their own shame and their own guilt. They don't want the world to know who they are and what they've done. So a lot of them are just offing themselves. A lot of them are just vanishing, stepping down, disappearing, and running for the hills right now because they know it's coming. So you're going to see a lot of that. And any kind of an institution that doesn't align with universal law is going to implode on itself. And you're going to see that throughout all of our agencies. They either transform or implode or done away with altogether. And that's very close. That's right around the corner. There you're going to see any the tyranny, the narcissistic tyrants that are, you know, you see these guys testifying in Congress and they just say, yo, that's an ongoing case. I'm not going to talk about that. Or that section says I don't have to talk about that. Or they're going, you're under oath here, you know, and we have the highest authority and we're asking you, you need to answer these questions. Well, according to this, we don't have to answer, because the answer would be, yeah, I've totally screwed Americans. I've run roughshod over Americans and totally trampled their rights. And that's why they can't answer those questions, because, you know, it's obvious. You know, you look at it, you know, but these guys are so narcissistic. They, well, nothing will happen to me. I don't have to do anything because I got, who's going to prosecute me? Because they're all in on it too. But all that's going to be turned in on itself and it's going to implode and something else is going to take its place. So anyway, you know, this division game is going to come to an end. People are going to wake up and go, hey, I've been manipulated. I've been used. They're going to turn on all the pathological liars and the social media. They're going to call them out. The people that don't align with the wishes of the people, they're going to collapse. Anybody that's been doing harm to humanity, Earth, which is almost all the corporations, and most of them are owned by the same group. BlackRock owns everything. Like BlackRock, no, it's the voting guys, Dominion, I think it was, sues Fox News, and they're both owned by BlackRock. So that's just, okay, I'm going to take money out of this pocket and put it in the other pocket, and we're going to get rid of Tucker Carlson. That's pretty much what happened. So to Tucker. But I also see Tucker as really coming forward and just being a total mouthpiece for the white hats and the shift going on. He's very high integrity and exposed this whole thing, this whole deceptive, pathological lying social media. Yeah, you know, so there's a lot of people else coming forward, but a lot of good people are starting to come forward. A lot of whistleblowers, a lot of people giving evidence, and it's undeniable. And you're going to see the tyrants go down. And anybody that tries to shove this under the rug is going to go down with them. So it's just a matter of time. But the good news is I really see this energy coming in, these huge flows of energy that are coming in. And the first one's kind of perpetuated by the Pleiadians. They're helping with. The next one is the creator. It's the source itself. Another big wave is going to come in. You're going to see the sun's reacting to it. Again, the human resonance is off the scale. The sun is going ballistic, hitting us with one wave after another. A lot of people are getting dizzy, having headaches, having physical challenges and everything else. That's your body trying to adjust to these new energies. You're going to see big changes on every level, social, economic. You know, the big crash is around the corner. You know, you're going to see, and it's a good thing, because the chaos is all the garbage coming up to the surface for people to see it for what it is. And we're going to shift into a much better world, a much more, you know, loving, more people were more loving, more kind to each other and more aligned with nature, and very more people that want to live a spiritual, natural way of life are going to be the ones that get through all this stuff. Because the other ones won't be frequency specific. So if you want to keep doing this division game and this downward spiral into moral decadence and all this other stuff, that's where you're going. It's a downward spiral and ends up collapsing. The Hopis talk about this. All the masters talk about this. So anyway, that's what I see in the future. I just see everything went, the pendulum swung one way and everything just became just totally went against its mandate for what it was created for. And now it's going to swing back the other way and everything can either transform or collapse, you know, one or the other. And we're in that period of transformation and collapse right now. So everything's going to hit the fan. Everything hidden is going to be revealed. You know, there's no way of getting around it. And with the energies coming in, that's why I feel really good about it. Doesn't mean we're not going to be challenged or have chaos still and things like that, but the energies that are coming in are unstoppable. And there's no way this can be stopped. So don't get down. Keep focusing on love and joy and bliss. Keep meditating. And I'm going to see if I can find a less squeaky chair. but anyway, on that note, I guess it's time to sign off. So keep an open mind, loving heart, you know, pure intent. Start being kind and loving to each other. And just don't participate in the other stuff. If you're doing something to harm another or take from another or whatever, even if you think you're morally justified because of a corrupt administration has given you the power to do so, you better rethink that one, because that karma is coming home, and it's coming home fast. And the more you take out those who are on the right side of Creator, the worse the retribution is going to be. So it's at your hand. So decide what you're going to do. But this, we're in the age of decision. People are going to have to choose. You're going to choose the upward spiral and live a spiritually loving, you know, harmonious life with nature. And or you're going to take the downward spiral and go into that narcissistic tyranny and try to control and dominate everyone and everything. But that path is a path to nowhere. So on that note, have a great evening, and just do the right thing. Good night.